Noor Mohammed Majid is a Uyghur who came here from Xinjiang 5 years ago and now has Australian citizenship. He still keeps in close contact with people in the Xinjiang capital, Urumqi, and other cities. On the phone from Adelaide, I asked him about the Uyghurs' grievances.
This clash has happened because of the region is lack of autonomy. Because the government, the Chinese state, has officially said this region is called Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. But in fact, there is lack of autonomy, lack of self-determination, and lack of human rights dignity or, you know, human rights activities, especially for the Uyghur minority people in this region. That's why the priority is given to the Han Chinese, and the local Uyghurs is being separated, is being assimilated. And, you know, the majority rights, the legal rights, constitutional rights, is given to Chinese. For example, obtaining unemployment, land rights, and opening a company, working in any sector of the government employment sector, its first priority is given to Chinese.
I think you just used the phrase the Uyghur minority. I thought it was about half and half, Han Chinese and Uyghur.
At this time, in 2009, the Uyghurs have officially become the minority in this region.
And that's because of the Chinese central government has migrated Han Chinese into the area.
That's correct. In 1949, there were only 6% of Chinese in our country. But now, 46% of Chinese have been living. This is official said, and we don't believe this one. Because we have seen every day by train, Chinese are migrating. 90,000 illegal migrants is coming into this region.
To what extent is this conflict about religion? Because Uyghurs are mostly Muslim, and the Chinese have, in some ways, tried to paint the idea of Uyghur autonomy to connect it in some way with Osama bin Laden and so on.
Chinese authority would always find some excuse to accuse the people. The, you know, innocent people, because if they don't find some sort of excuse, they won't have any sort of things to defend their actions. The Uyghur people inside the East Turkestan region wouldn't have any direct connection with the Osama bin Laden, neither the Al-Qaeda, or neither any Islamic movements around the world. Because if you go to any Islamic countries or any Muslim countries, if you ask, do you know about the Uyghur people? No. No single one person would say yes, because there is no connection from the Uyghur Muslims to the outside Muslim communities as well.
Now tell me what contacts you've had in the last couple of days into Urumqi and other cities in Xinjiang and what you've been told.
The clash is now become so severe. The BBC reported 156 people were dead during the clash. And even in Chinese state media didn't show the bodies of the dead people. Why? Because the dead bodies are belong to the Uyghur community, not to the Han Chinese. You have seen the Han Chinese were bleeding and, you know, shouting in the street. And you have seen, why can't you see the dead bodies of the Han Chinese? There was no Han Chinese bodies dead. And, you know, all of the killed people or the, you know, people are the Uyghurs. And my friends told me just last night, Chinese, the people, the local residents also start the house to house, searching Uyghur residents around their area and start to kill them.
Yeah, we reported last night that there were Han Chinese mobs armed with sticks and clubs and other weapons rampaging through the streets.
Did you report that they have killed several people?
Now, what do you know about that?
Two Uyghur young females were beheaded in Medical University of Xinjiang. And their bodies was thrown into the street.
And how sure are you of that? Because rumors spread very fast in situations like this.
Yes, because this news was called from a local resident to our family members in Australia, and it's very in dangerous situation. They just called to tell this information to us. Some photos were also put in the website of these dead females now.
What do you fear and what do you hope from the situation now?
We fear now that the situation is being worsened because the Chinese state president Hu Jintao has now returned from Italy. And I believe Hu Jintao, the state president, Chinese state president, was the Tibetan secretary when he cracked down the Tibetan people in 1995. This does not mean the Chinese state leader will bring a peaceful resolution into the Xinjiang region. This is not like an accident. This is not an accident. This is a state well-planned accident, well-planned, orchestrated, you know, the policy. They said, kill the Uyghurs, and we don't ask. I have read in the news that saying the Chinese were shouting, kill the Uyghurs, and nobody asked. Kill the Uyghurs.
That's Nur Muhammad Majid, a Uyghur who came here as a refugee from Xinjiang and is now an Australian, speaking on the line from Adelaide.